We're back. Only 1 week after the last one.
Okay, real quick, just a reminder, 10 minutes on the clock. That's all we get.
Okay.
Past 30, back to 10.
Remember that.
So, Mike, we opened registration, and we had our biggest opening PDC day ever.
Amazing. So I logged in, actually, this morning, because we recorded the show a little in advance, of course. But the numbers are great. I'm pretty optimistic.
You know, given
you guys are signing up, and thank you for that.
Yes.
So it looks like we're going to have a party with a lot of good info.
That's right.
Right. So it's going to be an exciting PDC this year. I'm pretty excited.
Exactly.
And enthused.
And if you want to follow along and hear all the news, we have a Twitter account.
Wait, you look at me. If they want to follow along,
if you would like to follow us along, of course we're on Facebook. We have pictures from last year on Flickr. But I think where you're going to get the most, the latest and greatest frequent updates is on our Twitter account, which is hashtag PDC09.
And we use Twitter a lot. I don't know how many ago it was, but at one of the mixes, I know. South by Southwest had used it a lot. We picked it up and started using it a lot. And it's the way I describe it to people, because at PDC last year, I remember talking to a bunch of folks who don't necessarily use Twitter and just think Twitter's about, hey, I'm about to go eat lunch or something like that. And certainly Twitter can be used for that. But I know for the events at least, it's just a great pipeline of information.
Yep.
And we send a lot of good stuff out that
way. We're pumping out our news that way several times a day. It's so lightweight. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to follow along on what's happening on PDC, sign up.
And it's at PDC09. PDC09 is the profile name on Twitter. That's the one to follow.
That's right. So what else is going on? You know, something I want to point out is if you're a student or a professor or a teacher, you follow...
I'm all of the above.
Or you were at one time.
Yeah.
You qualify for our academic discount, which is huge, actually.
Okay.
So again, the normal price is $20.95 to attend PDC this year. Up until September 15th, you'll get $500 off that. Mm. But if you are in academia, then it's only $5.95 to attend PDC this year.
$595, that's actually really good.
Yeah,
considering the price of PDC, that's a good deal.
Exactly.
So more academics, hopefully, this year.
I hope so, because we would love to have kind of, you know, people who are teaching, students. We love that kind of, like, that fresh energy, that blood there. So come on in, sign up.
You bet, sign up now.
What else?
We got a question about numbers of sessions. You know, some of the tweets that were out there said, you know, I've only seen sessions on this or that. Is this all the sessions? That's not all the sessions. There's 25 or 30 of them, I think, that we've put out there now if you count workshops. We'll end up with, you know, well over 100, 150, somewhere in that range of sessions for this year's PDC.
And maybe we should explain a little bit the process. So we're 15 weeks away from the event.
Wow.
And so I believe we published, it was like, 23 sessions plus 7 workshop sessions.
There's the 30.
And so this takes time to really get together, you know, with all the speakers from the engineering groups, understand what the content is going to be, because we have to write up an abstract, we have to figure out who these speakers are, and so, you know, in the next 3 months, this is really going to come together and form, and so we'll be pushing out more content.
Yeah, and PDC, I think as we described before, is really a event that's focused as much as we can on the future, right? It's looking forward. And a lot of it's very late-breaking. I remember past PDCs where we've barely burned the bits to a DVD, you know, a week before the conference actually happens. So a lot of this stuff lands really hot, which makes PDC a bit of a challenge, and especially the content planning, because oftentimes we don't know 4 months in advance specifically what the best sessions are going to be for a technology that isn't even fully baked yet. So it's so new that, you know, we'll dole out sessions as they're...
Yeah. So keep coming back. Keep coming back, checking the site, following the Twitter account.
Yep.
But, you know, that's just a first taste of what's to come. Mm-hmm. So don't judge us based on that solely.
There will be more. there's been a lot of buzz also on Twitter about the technical leaders series that we talked about last week.
I'm excited about this.
The quick reminder there is a bunch of technical fellows at the company. Actually, there's only 22 technical fellows, so it's a pretty select group. Very senior technical leaders. And we've got them speaking at PDC, and I think there's 3 of those sessions already posted up there. If you click on the technical leaders tag, you'll actually see those sessions. But there's one on data and the massive scale of data and how storing the data and paying for the data is not so much the problem anymore, but in the future it's how do you make sense of that data, given by Dave Campbell. Burton Smith is going to talk about parallelism and multicore. He used to be a chief scientist at Cray Computer, so all the geeks out there in the world will recognize Cray Computer. Super impressive, and that's only one credential. And of course, we talked about Mark Rusinovich last time, kind of the Windows geek and giving a Windows session. And we'll have more of these. So not only is the Twitter sphere excited about it, I'm pretty excited about these too.
Right. So we're expecting the biggest brains from our customers and partners to come to PDC. Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't we match them up with the biggest brains from Microsoft?
Totally. It's going to be great.
So I'm excited about that. And we'll have future shows on that. We'll have some of the technical fellows on as guests.
Some other ways of keeping in touch, we do have a Facebook group. Matter of fact, if you go to MicrosoftPDC.com, over on the right side, I think it's called Connect With Us.
Yep.
And we've got links to all of these. But there's a Facebook group. There's also a Flickr group, so any photos that are related to PDC happens generally closer to the event, but we'll also post some things there and tag them PDC. And then the big one, believe it or not, even though we're talking a lot about Twitter and Facebook and all these new technologies, focus groups from MIX, our other conference, said, you know what, just send me email, which I guess maybe because we're geeks and we get enough email in our inbox, we had figured people wouldn't want to hear from us via email, but they said hear from us via email. So there is a an email group that you can sign up to on the site as well, and send out. We'll be smart about how we send info.
Plus, don't forget that you can email us at...
That's right. PDC, now PDC09 at Microsoft.com, which will hit both of us, and we'll make sure
we'll respond.
We'll send it to the right people and get the right answers out quickly. Or, of course, post to the comments under the video.
And the other thing that's new on our website this year that I'm excited about is that for all of the sessions, you can leave comments.
True. So, and this isn't just comments after the fact. Matter of fact, I'd encourage comments, you know, ahead of time. So you can go to any session, and right at the bottom, all you have to do is provide your email address, and you can provide a comment.
Yep.
And I'd say if there's anything you want a speaker or a session to focus on that isn't obvious in that abstract, I know the speakers would appreciate this feedback.
Absolutely. Because they're putting together the presentations now. Mm-hmm. They kind of
You are optimistic, aren't you? Remember that whole reality thing? The closer we get to the event? Yeah. But yes, they're working on it now. I'm sure most are in final review.
But the good speakers, the ones worth their salt anyway, are going to look at those and think about what is it that our audience are asking and wondering about as they put together their slides and things. Not slides, put together their code.
That's right, because we do a lot of demos.
That's right.
We want to spend a lot of time in the IDE or in the particular tool and a little less time on slides. Yes. So please do give feedback in the comments to those areas. So workshops. We mentioned it last time.
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit more about it. I actually printed out the list of the 7 workshops that we have posted. I'm not going to talk in detail, but getting the most out of Silverlight 3, patterns of parallel programming, quality software, the Visual Studio Team System 2010, developing and architecting for Windows Azure, Microsoft BI. Here's one by Michelle Bustamani, Microsoft Technology Roadmap, which maybe I'll just go sit in that one because we do have so many products and so many technologies and platforms and SDKs that sometimes it can just be dizzying. And the focus of this one is just to kind of help to land all of that and help you understand how they all fit together. And of course, we try to do this at the event as well, but it's great having a session that focuses specifically on that. And then another one, Software in the Energy Economy, which is an interesting name. It's basically Yuval talking about kind of the next boom in software that he calls the energy economy. I think he actually used the term energy net as well. Hmm. So you'll hear a little bit about what he thinks about the energy net, but for me, the real cool stuff here is just design patterns and practices for building very complex software. Because as he lays this vision out, it's very complex, involves lots of parts and moving parts.
Right.
And we get a lot of large organizations attending PDC.
Yep.
So you can come to this, hear a little bit about that, but also pull some patterns and practices for developing kind of enterprise class or big software.
Yep.
So that's a cool one.
And so these workshops, which are deep dives that go all day long, are being held on November 16th, the day before PDC technically starts. And if you sign up for PDC, it's only another $395.
That's actually pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And if you're not attending the PDC, there's even a price. You pay a little bit more, but you can show up.
That's right. But a lot of these speakers are in our regional director program, our MVPs as well, and they're really well known. So just getting to go to a whole day of training from them for only $400, that's a steal.
That is a good deal. And we get great feedback on these, too. So, yeah, of course, we're going to promote it because we're on the show, but we get a lot of feedback from attendees, and we keep doing them because people tell us to.
Yeah.
And a good chunk, I don't remember the percentage, but a healthy chunk of people who attend the PDC.
Over 40%.
So, yeah, it's almost its own conference.
Yes.
If you figure out the number of people, it's like a conference.
It's like if you're going to go and travel to LA, you might as well squeeze in as much as you can.
Yeah, show up a day early and let us help your brain bleed a little bit.
Birds of a Feather.
What's Birds of a Feather?
So we mentioned that this is back, BOFs for short, B-O-Fs. This is interesting because these are community-led sessions, attendee-led sessions. So it's what the customers and partners who are going to PDC want to hear because